Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the 16th Sunday of Ordinary Time. As you may already know, in these programs, we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. There are 10 of these. 5 of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and 5 others, called the Ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as in today's Mass by Josquin des Prez. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first 5 of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear 3 of these, the Gradual and Alleluia, which follow the first and second readings, and the Communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. I've been lucky enough to find beautiful motet settings of all 3 of these by very distinguished Renaissance composer, early and late. We'll also hear all 5 parts of the Mass Ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Josquin des Prez's Missa La Sol Fa Re Mi, translated loosely and in alphabetic code as Leave It to Me. We'll start with the Kyrie, the Lord Have Mercy, sung by the Talus Scholars. That was the Kyrie of today's Mass Ordinary by Josquin des Prez, who is our featured Mass composer during this month of July. In church, the Gloria, or Greater Doxology, comes directly after the Kyrie, So here again are the Tallis Scholars, the influential and acclaimed British ensemble.
Thank you.
We've heard the Gloria of Josquin des Prez's Misa La Sol Fa Re Mi. And now, before we go to our Mass proper with the gradual, here is a lovely Ave Maria by the Netherlandish composer Jacobus Clemens Don Papa, who has been called one of the most remarkably underrated composers of the 16th century. The singers of his motet are Gloriae Dei Cantoris from Orleans, Massachusetts. That was the Ave Maria of Jacobus Clemens Non Papa. We come now to the first part of our proper for today, since we skipped the first one, the introit. It's the gradual. Today's text is Domine Dominus Noster from Psalm 8, O Lord, our Governor. We'll hear this as a motet by the 16th century English master William Byrd. And the singers are the aptly named Byrd Ensemble.
Thank you.
That was today's gradual proper, O Lord, Our Governor, in a motet setting by William Byrd. Next up is our Alleluia proper, luckily for us, in a motet setting by another great master of the Renaissance, Orlando di Lasso. The singers are a men's group from Germany called Die Singphoniker. The text is Erippe me, deliver me from my enemies, O God. We've heard the Alleluia of our Mass today, deliver me from my enemies, O God. And now we've reached the spiritual and temporal midpoint of our Mass, the Nicene Creed. Performing Josquin's Credo are the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
That was our credo for today, sung by the Talus Scholars. Now I'd like to sandwich in a lovely motet written in a style that Josquin and Orlando de Lasso outgrew, isorhythm. In isorhythmic writing, a rhythmic pattern is repeated in at least one voice part throughout the composition. We'll step back a little more than a century from Lasso to Guillaume Dufay, a French composer of the 15th century, who is considered the leading composer of his time, and his motet, O Sancte Sebastiani, O Saint Sebastian. The singers of Dufay's motet will be the excellent Welgas Ensemble from Belgium.
Thank you.
was Guillaume Dufay's motet O Sancte Sebastiane. Now we return to our Mass Ordinary with the Sanctus, the Holy, Holy, Holy. Again, it's Josquin's music and the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
What a composer Josquin was, and extremely prolific as well. That was the Sanctus of his Missa La Sol Fa Re Mi. And this brings us to the last section of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, or Lamb of God. Once again, here's Josquin as performed by the Talus Scholars.
Thank you.
That was the Agnus Dei of Josquin des Prez's Missa La Sol Fa Re Mi. And now we've arrived at the last official part of our Mass proper, the Communion. Our text is Optimam Partem Elegit Sibi Maria. Mary has chosen for herself the best portion. The singers of this motet version by William Byrd, Orlando de Lasso's counterpart in England, are the Luceat Choir, a British ensemble. That was our communion proper for the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Unfortunately for us, there's time for one more short piece, a Bach chorale. Von Gott will ich nicht lassen. I will not take leave of God. The performers are the Vocal Consort Berlin. We've heard Johann Sebastian Bach's chorale, I Will Not Take Leave of God. And with it, we've reached the end of today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, the chorale, and Josquin des Prez's Mass Ordinary for the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend as we celebrate the 17th Sunday with another wonderful Mass by Josquin des Prez. You can listen again to this program by visiting our website at materdeiradio.com and choose the Glory of the Mass 203. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you an inspiring Sabbath.
This has been the Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit the Glory of the Mass online at materdeiradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.